And the guest chair is the Dean of the College of Agriculture at Kansas State University. In that capacity, of course, he is the director as well of K-State Research and Extension, John Floros. And we're looking back, and we will be looking ahead to College of Agriculture activities in the recent year and years, and then what may be coming up in 2017. John, let's talk about extension work, if we might, for a moment. We haven't gotten to that leg of the three-legged stool as the College of Agriculture goes. The past 5 years, we've seen quite an evolution in the structure and some would say even the function of extension, haven't we?
Yes, we've seen a lot of changes. Technology has progressed in many areas. The way we distribute information has changed in many areas. The challenges our clientele is facing are very, very different. The way we go about looking for solutions is very different. So there's a lot of differences what we have to do today as an extension system based on what it was 20, 30, 50 years ago. One of the most important parts, I think, that we have seen quite a bit of change lately is districting. As support for extension has gone down from state and federal and local governments, we have attempted to bring several counties together so that they create a bigger entity, a team, if you like, a district, so that they continue to have the depth and the different types of expertise and have people that can understand all the different things that district, those counties need help with. If we stay within the county system, most of our counties are very, very small, and they have one or two agents. That one or two agents will not be able to address all the different issues in that county, from plants and crops to animals to 4-H to community-related issues. It's just way too many issues to address with only one agent. So districting has become, I think, one of our priorities, and we would like to see more and more counties go into districts because we believe it works much better for those counties to be joined together. However, a lot of our counties are still single, so to speak, out there, and we will continue to work with those counties as well. But some of the things that I really have come to the surface, I'll go back to the strategic plan we talked about before. A lot of the people that we have gotten input from are people out there in the counties and the districts. And those people, based on that feedback that we received, we had five challenges that we came up with. And obviously the food and agricultural system was one of them. Water was a very, very high up in the people's minds. Community and community development. We also have youth and youth development programs as one of the five challenges. And finally, we had health-related issues that everybody should be concerned with. So those five challenges were really the ones that we went to work with. And we have come a long way in each one of those. We're going to publish very soon a report that we'll have specific examples in. But, for example, when we look at, you know, what we've done in terms of food and agriculture, well, just very, very recently, we had an aphid issue with sorghum, for example. If we didn't have the ability to get pictures and get the information in and out in a very fast mode, a lot of our farmers would have lost most of their harvest. As a result, because we had the system in place, because we had the experts in place, because we had all of this process already prepped, most of the people that responded and took part in that, they actually saved all their harvest.
It actually was a rapid response scenario.
Very rapid response,
with
yes.
Many dollars at stake.
So. Absolutely. So this is just one small example of what we have done just in the last 5 years. We've done very similar things with wheat. We've done very similar things with a lot of other crops. We've done a lot of work with animal agriculture. If you look at what's happening to the dairy industry in this state, it's exploding. And this is partly because of what the state has done, but partly because what we have done as K-State Research and Extension, and partly because we work very closely together with the industry and we understand their problems and we try to help them. So there's a lot of things that we've done in the food and ag area. Again, in terms of other areas, in terms of water, for example, we've worked very closely with the governor's team to really look forward and help the state with a 50-year vision plan. But we've done a lot of other water-related issues that we have the expertise and we have the funding to work on. And we've done this all the way to the west side of the state, all the way to the east side of the state. Some of those issues that we're addressing are quantity-related issues, irrigation, crop rotation, cover crops, all sorts of things that pertain to really maintaining Ogallala at a level where our kids and our grandkids and their grandkids can continue to utilize, and all the way to quality-related issues that are some of the problems that we're facing in the middle of the east side of the state. So a lot of good things that we've done in terms of water as well. Our youth-related programs, for example, we have a record number of 4-H's now in our programs. You know, we've done a lot of interesting things in terms of, you know, youth development and youth leadership programming. We've done a lot of interesting things with health-related issues and family-related issues and community development. So there's a lot of things that we've done in terms of those five big challenges that we started working on 5 years ago, and we've come a long way. We haven't resolved all of those, and, you know, if we did, we wouldn't be here anymore. But the bottom line is that we've made progress in all of those, and we have had serious and positive impact in many people's lives.
We've looked back. Let's look in our remaining time ahead, John, to 2017, maybe a bit beyond that. Want to focus at least on one thing, and that is the need for enhanced facilities for the College of Agriculture, and something that's very near and dear to your agenda right now. Talk about the need and the effort to address it, if you would.
Sure. Bottom line is, right now, we have very, very aged infrastructure. Our youngest building is really 30, 35 years old. The average age of our facilities here and on the main campus, it's, I think, 55 to 58 years old. We cannot continue to be successful as a College of Ag. We cannot continue to be successful as ag research, as extension, without having facilities to match our expertise and our quality. In other words, we can't do 21st century science, research, education, extension without 21st century facilities. So we need to improve across the board. The needs we have in terms of infrastructure, in terms of facilities, is huge. So what we did a couple of years ago, we started the study. We brought in an architectural firm and an engineering firm, and they went around and they looked at all of our facilities, all of our buildings, and they came back with a report, and we asked them to look forward and project forward, say, you know, 5, 10, 20 years. What will we need to do to become a 21st century college? And basically their response was that you will need roughly just over half a billion, with a B, dollars. It was actually $550 million that we had to invest to bring the college up to today.
And that's not loose change that's sitting around anywhere.
That is a lot of money. Yeah. So obviously we can't do that in one big step. So we devised a plan that has four phases. The first phase has one building, some renovation, and some greenhouse space. The second phase is another building, more renovation, more greenhouse space. The third has primarily renovation and some greenhouses and so on and so forth. So we're going to concentrate on that first phase now. We have a new president. President Myers is supportive of agriculture, and hopefully he's going to help us become priority number one for the university. Once we accomplish that, we're going to have to get approval from the regents, and then we're going to go on to the legislature. We're going to ask for their support. If the legislature gives us some support, we're very confident that we can find the rest of the money either from federal support and private or combination thereof. I believe with the plan that we have in mind, we should be able to start the rejuvenation of our facilities so that kids that want to study agriculture and food 10 years from now, they can continue to come to K-State. 20 years from now, they can continue to come to K-State. If we don't do that today, I'm afraid that 10 to 20 years from now, it will be a little too late. Mm. We have to start today to get there 20 years from now.
That's one of the many things on the plate for 2017. There are likely several others that we can't cover in our time today, though.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest asset we have is our people. So another priority for me is to figure out a way to really help our staff and our faculty with salaries. We have not had significant raises for many, many years. We have not had merit raises for many, many years. we cannot continue to expect to excel without actually treating our faculty and our staff like they are excellent. So it would be a priority for me to continue to push down this path as well.
Well, John, kudos to you for leading these efforts here at Kansas State and the College of Agriculture. We do wish you and all involved well in 2017 in all of these endeavors.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having me. And I want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a very, very Happy New Year.
And a Merry Christmas to you. Thanks once again for being Mikeside with us. He is the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Director of K-State Research and Extension at Kansas State University. John Floros, with those reflections on the state of the College of Agriculture and its trio of functions.